President Obama had this to say about a labor dispute today.
The two parties should be able to work it out without the President of the United States intervening.
He was not talking about public employees and states. He was talking about players and owners, football, the NFL. Owners and the players' union had faced a midnight deadline for a new agreement, but today they okayed a 24-hour extension. Mike Pesca is with us from New York to talk about all this. Mike, let's talk about this extension. Mm-hmm. Does it change anything?
No, I think it just literally extends things. And up until this point, I spent the afternoon talking to professors, law professors, people who've been involved in sports labor disputes. And to a person, they all said, we totally expected that negotiations would go to the 11th hour. And if you wanted to add a 12th hour or another hour beyond that, that's expected too. Because up until this point, neither side had an incentive to blink, essentially. The argument here is a classic one about money, about how to split a pie. I guess unlike a lot of businesses in the United States, and certainly unlike state budgets, the NFL pie is big and it's rich and it's creamy and it's quite lucrative. It's $9 billion. So the last contract, the ones that the players were playing under, was very kind to them. After the NFL owners skimmed a little off the top, they got 60% of the remaining money. Now the NFL owners are saying we'd like to cut back on that 60%, and the players make a lot of points about how they put their bodies on the line and how many of them, you know, get the league minimum of $300,000, and also that their playing careers are only 3.5 years. So it really is a financial dispute, and it's not until now that we should expect to see any progress.
So we're into overtime, but we're not clear if it's sudden death. And the president is saying that someone like him shouldn't have to get involved in something like this. Are his expectations that there will be some sort of deal realistic?
I think so, but I don't know when. And you're right. It's not sudden death overtime. And I don't know that overtime has a clock on it. It could go on forever, or at least until the start of the season. Now, here's what the union has. Here's the arrow in the union's quiver. They have this thing called decertification, this process by which the union will actually go away, cease to become a union. Now, why would they do that? And the answer is that would allow the NFL players to sue the NFL owners, because the NFL owners do collude with each other. They do violate antitrust laws, but for the fact that when you're dealing with a union, you're allowed to violate antitrust laws, or it's an exemption.
So it's an interesting strategy, but yeah, it sounds risky.
It does, because then union members might go without their protections and their health care wouldn't be paid for, but at least they'd have their day in court. How one expert phrased it to me is the fight will soon go from the boardroom to the courtroom, and that could get ugly, but we're going to get more answers when that happens.
So the fans who are listening to this, who plan their weeks and their family gatherings and sometimes even their fashion choices based on their love
their
of football,
gear, for say,
is there any real chance that an NFL season, an entire season, could be lost?
If both sides act rationally, it should not be lost. An expert said to me, when there are games lost to a strike, it's because one side is saying the system is broken. If you listen to it closely, sides are saying the system needs to be tweaked or the system needs to be changed. But no one is saying the system is broken. They could both make tons of money as long as they don't blow things up, and so they probably won't.
We know you'll stay on the story for us. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Mike Pesca in New York. This is NPR.